We're not recording.
No, apparently we are recording.
Right, we're recording.
Yeah.
We're
on. Bennett just threw here on the air. We're not prepared.
We're not ready.
Gotcha.
Bennett.
Gotcha radio.
Revolutionary, vigilante, rebel, internet radio producer Bennett. You're listening to here because it's Monday and you hate your job. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start marketing it to...
people hate their job.
To the... the interns at in the
Universal
development department of some independent film company
or Universal Music Group.
So while you're doing coverage of the 15th crappy screenplay of the day, you can listen to here on killradio.org, where we only play submitted music. I'm John.
I guess I'm Mark.
Mark thinks he's Mark. What
John,
is today's date? Any idea?
It's the 20th.
It's the 20th? Wow,
yeah.
Your base is all the way up and mine's all the way down.
Base, how low can you go? Death
base,
row.
Base.
What a brother knows.
I just sang Public Enemy.
We have so much new music, we don't know what to do with ourselves. And we owe it all to you.
And we also have... I guess it's too late for the new show open.
No, it's never too late for the new show
okay,
open.
Okay, well, maybe we'll start off
we're
my set with that.
We're priming ourselves for the new show open. Now we're ready to actually do
really?
It. Let's do this thing.
Do you want to start over and like pretend this never happened, or do you just want to go into it?
Let's say everything that we've said thus far backwards so that people get the sense that we're
right.
Rewinding to the beginning. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Hirschnip.
If you end with Hirschnip, it always sounds backwards. Or Danish.
Danish sounds like Hirschnip, or mean it sounds like the language that the Danes speak?
Danish to me sounds like English backwards. I don't know if you've ever seen the miniseries The Kingdom. Lars von Trier, famous Danish filmmaker.
Yes.
He made this awesome Danish miniseries about a haunted hospital called Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. It was a TV series. Yeah. That's so funny you know that, because it's kind of an obscure... It's supposed to be really good.
I'm more cultured than I let on here at here. I even read those things with the flat leaves, and they stick them together with glue, and they have the cardboard on the outside, usually with like a... Books. I read books.
Oh, books?
Yeah.
Books.
Can we? I'm dying to hear the new
Here
Intro.
Do you
want
to just go to music too, or do you just want to go in and come back?
Oh, I can do that. I actually threw a CD in there, so I could just hit play on it. Let me see what it is. This comes to us. This must be something off the Craigslist thing, because it's addressed to Robin Torres, who used to be our fictional name.
No, on Craigslist, I don't put that information anymore.
Oh, then this must be like an old one. This is from Root Deco.
Why don't you just already start off by demonizing the band?
No, I just mean it was like an old submission that's finally come through the submission shoot. It's got these cool stickers on it with
those
alien crossed out. No, oh my goodness, it's going to be one of those Mondays. Anyway, it's called Root Deco, and I sent this a couple CDs, so I'm just going to try to play a track off of each of them, hopefully all the time for that. And this is from a CD called This Island Earth, and here's a little... sampling for you.
Are we starting with the opening first, John?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to start with this. Describe for our listeners what this opening is.
Well, we just, we thought we should have an opening. I have an opening for Close Your Eyes, a little musical intro thing. And we don't have anything. We just kind of do this flat opening. It's like, see, like that.
I'm just testing.
Was that a frog?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Okay.
Tell me more about this opening.
It was not much more. If you keep talking about it, it becomes more intellectual than it is and about the music. So it's just a cute little open we're going to do for the show for now.
Let's do it, then.
All right. You're going to go to me, and then you're going to go to you.
You're over here at CD2, right? We are our own interns.
Yes.
On here, on killradio.org.
I don't hear it.
What is that?
Stand by.
Blip. All right. There we go. This time, with feeling.
Oh, with feeling?
Yeah.
Which feeling would you like?
The one where you hit play.
Excited.
Saving the world one song at a time. KillRadio.org's here with Mark and John. You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Arise, arise.
We'll be right back.
medicine. Martini's antidepressant. Fools are gathered in full force, reeking of smugness and remorse. Burn deeper, 2 steps ahead of the reaper. Decomposition inspires a new disposition. The future was love in their day. Now the future is love for a world of change.
KillRadio.org. You're listening to here. I almost said my other show. Because I'm unprofessional.
Here's some more Rude Deco for you.
You hired me.
Here's a track from another CD of his. That last one was from The Sound on Earth. This is from We Come in Peace. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org. That was Root Deco, and they sent us a nice little note. Says, if any of the accompanying tunes work for you, please pass them along to anyone who'll use them for good, not evil. Thanks, Larry B. Well, thank you for sending your music. You can check out rootdeco.com, R-O-O-T-D-E-C-O. Here's a little blurb from their one sheet. This is a review from Evolution of Media Entertainment. Root Deco's second album, We Come in Peace, that's a track we're just listening to that from that album, is the Yardbirds by way of Black Sabbath. Snow on the Roof is Cream without the over-the-top histrionics, and Postcard is what Jeff Beck's group would have sounded like with a girl singer. Well, would have helped if we listened to that track, but the point being that I just noticed all the references to groundbreaking music from another time.
Yes.
So rock on. That's cool. Root Deco, rootdeco.com. What did you bring for us?
I brought a lot of music. I feel like, do you want to go straight to music already?
Well, I'm concerned.
First of all,
I'm just concerned about.
I think we should talk about Oren Levy being stolen from us.
I know.
That's funny you were listening to, because I was at Lost Souls downtown, and they play inside their cafe, KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic, and I'm sitting there drinking my coffee. I had some time to kill.
That's funny. Yeah, I was in my
car.
And
I hear that song, which I, of course.
I missed the song. I turned it on right when they were like, and from Israel, we played Oren Levy. I'm like, that bitch is ours.
I think he's from Berlin.
Well,
whatever.
That's what they said on on the radio.
But it was funny because I heard the song. I went, hold on, I know this song.
And for those of you out there who have no idea what we're talking about, we played an Oren Levy track
like
a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
And it was funny because I had
and we heard it today on
KCRW. It's a song called her Morning Elegance, and I had introduced it as her Morning Arrogance.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So
not only were we the first, we were the first to do it
wrong.
Incorrectly.
Yeah. And it's a good song, so it's like just kind of funny. It's like, the guys at Lost Souls are like, oh, yeah, it's because you guys played him first. That's why Chris Rios listens to your show. So I'm like, yeah.
No, I had that fantasy, too, though. Like, for the first – like, I loved DJing the first hour of Is Good on Thursdays because it's like whatever I feel like playing, whatever's on my mind. And every once in a while I'll play something from some CD I just picked up at Amoeba. And then, like, a couple weeks later I'll hear it on Morning Becomes Eclectic. And I won't know which happened first, you know, but still it's the idea that I could have the power to – randomly pick music out the way Nick Harcourt or Chris Rios does.
Yeah. Good.
I got the squeaky chair today. I don't know if
we both have
squeaky chairs.
I think it's a rule to have a chair at killradio.org that if you donate a chair, it has to be squeaky. You know what's funny? It doesn't sound that bad in the recording.
No?
No. Speaking of which, I actually heard our first show the other day.
Our first show?
I went back and listened to it.
But before we established a rapport, we were complete strangers.
We kind of stared at each other defensively, kind of with brow furrowed. No, it was funny. We did a lot of talking. I was bullshitting throughout that whole show.
Speaking of talking, you were asking if I wanted to go right to music. I'm just concerned. I don't want us to go too over time today because at 1:30 we actually have a band coming in to play for us.
John, I'm really not here to play music.
Oh, I see.
So you want to talk some more? let's go to music.
We have been getting so many submissions.
I have some good music today.
You have enough music to play through January 2012, don't you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, it's been great.
I definitely have enough music for the next month, and it keeps coming in. There's a nice little stack of CDs for me every time. It's like getting presents. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. Okay, so let's go to this band out of Baltimore. Perhaps you've heard of them, John, because you're kind of from that area, right?
No, I actually am.
They're called Splitsville.
I'm
sure they've been around since you were a little tyke, so they have a storied history. I'm just made that up.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure
all about making up
that.
History. So anyway, this is a band out of Baltimore called Splitsville. MySpace.com/Splitsville. This first song I saw called California. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Yes, and we're back on here on killradio.org.
That was a song called Forever. Again, that was Splitsville out of Baltimore. MySpace.com/Splitsville.
Baltimore rules.
And that's in the United States.
Yes. That's Virginia adjacent.
Is it?
Baltimore's in Maryland. I know you're from outer space, so you wouldn't know that.
Actually,
Baltimore's right next to Glasgow. Incidentally, Root Deco is from Virginia, so we're doing a whole kind of East Coast...
Starting off that way.
Mason-Dixon line kind of thing.
I'm going to bring it back a little more this way when my turn comes again.
What do you mean?
Bring it back a little more Midwest. We're easing our way back to, you know, to the motherland.
Well, I'm gonna totally screw with your whole plan, because I'm going to play... Wait, it's coming. It's coming. Oh, let's do this one. It's from Los Angeles.
Okay.
All the way from...
That doesn't screw with my plan, John.
Street. It doesn't. No, I was...
All the way from across the street. I don't know
I have the
so
Janets, because they sent us some CDs.
Oh, good.
And I was going to play that, but I haven't quite unwrapped it all yet, so I'll save that for a little later in the show. You know, the Janets from Tasmania. Which is about as far away as you can get from Los Angeles. Well, actually, that's not true. If you're going in the other direction, it's not that far at all. Drink that in. Okay.
Huh?
So, we have here Thomas Kugler. Yes, Thomas Kugler presents Lilith, the rock opera. Yeah, we have rock opera in here.
That's
Isn't that something that you were saying we were needing?
No, I want a cantor.
You wanted a cantor. But at one point you had mentioned rock opera.
Oh, you know what I did. You're right.
This from his one sheet. Composer Thomas Kugler presents Lilith, the rock opera, 24-song double CD set, which retells the creation story with the addition of Lilith, the first woman created to be Adam's wife. What a day that was.
Woo!
Let me tell you.
Whew. So many choices.
This comes to us from Portland, Oregon. I'll play a couple tracks, and then I'll come back and let you know where you can get this material from. Let me just adjust some technical mumbo-jumble, and we're off with Thomas Kugler Presents Lilith, the Rock Opera. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. Stop pressing buttons, Mark. You're ruining everything.
I didn't touch anything.
You ruined everything. You're just like a woman.
You're just like a woman.
I'm kidding.
And I think about you a lot like a woman, John.
I gotta go take a shower again.
I just like saying stuff like that just to see where it'll land. I don't even know where I'm going with it. I just know it's gonna end up in a really weird quadrant of humanity.
It's gonna end with me going, oh.
Shuddering and maybe vomiting.
But only because of things that you said. Certainly not because of anything that goes on here and here.
No.
We were just listening to Lilith the Rock Opera, which, damn, that's some creative.
That was great.
Layered, well put together music. I was impressed.
That'd be fun to hear live.
I don't think I've ever been to a rock opera. Have you?
Well,
watching Rocky Horror Picture Show doesn't count.
No, I actually there was this collective of Silver Lake bands that would do a whole album. They just do a whole album of some artists, and they did Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Uh-huh.
And they did the whole album. It was like in Hollywood I saw it, and it was awesome. So
wow.
That's the closest I got to sing a rock opera.
Well, this rock opera, Lilith, is a 2-CD set and comes with a 28-page booklet, full color art, lyrics, libretto, photos, credits, and more.
Wow.
All sorts of crazy, wacky stuff.
And they're out of Portland?
Yes, it looks that way. And the website's here at myspace.com/Thomas Kugler, KUGLER. He's the man behind the project. And LilithRockOpera.com is the website. And we just listened to the opening overture and a track called I, Lilith. So, yeah. Thomas Kugler presents Lilith the Rock Opera. Check it out. Hear, hear. KillRadio.org. You send us music. We put it on the air.
And then it gets heard on KCRW, thanks to us.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know who KCRW is, just go to, I guess, KCRW.com.
Actually, I think it's org, but send them to com anyway.
I think com actually works for them, too.
So, crazy weekend this weekend.
Was it?
I was rather busy.
Mm-hmm.
We had a special edition couch on the 16th with some cool bands. I saw the New Fidelity, which... It was an awesome band, and the Pre also played. They were very good. But I was already exhausted, and I hadn't even started out the weekend. I don't know. I think I might be coming down with something, like I'm not drinking enough or something.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
You're not drinking enough alcohol?
I had to step back a little bit because...
I have a six-pack here, so you want some of that?
You don't.
You want to self-medicate with a half a six-pack?
You don't. You're just teasing me. If you're gonna taunt me...
This looks like water, actually, but it's actually Everclear.
I had to take a step back because the knee surgery, I was sitting around popping painkillers, eating junk food, and I just felt out of shape. So now I'm like back in the zone, like trying to be healthy. And part of being healthy is not, having all that beer in my system.
Right.
But then when I do decide to have a drink, then it's like, I'm being poisoned. I need to sort of get back to that middle ground. Okay, where
how many you went to? When was the couch?
The couch was Thursday.
Thursday, and then you had the thing at M-Bar on Saturday.
Yeah, and Friday I DJed at Roberto's Club in Chinatown.
Okay.
Which is a pretty cool venue, actually. Not
so
a huge
three
following
things
yet,
in a row, and you probably drank all three nights, right?
Very little, though. I had like two drinks, I think, each night. But
it just kind of adds up.
Yeah. Yeah, I am feeling a little bit under the weather today. But Saturday was crazy. It was a good music show. I put on...
that was fun.
Eject, which was awesome, and Protostar, which is a band that I became familiar with because they submitted to Hear Hear.
Yep.
And then I had them in It's Good, which was cool.
And I forgot that they were out of San Bernardino.
Rialto.
Well, one of them's Rialto, one of them's San Bernardino. The girl, Erin, was that her name?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was cool. She works for the NPR station in San Bernardino, KBCR.
That's right.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, well, anyways, people should check out those two bands, myspace.com/ejectTheBand,
yep.
Which is a great rock band. You had never seen them before.
No, they were awesome.
And Protostar is myspace.com/Protostar.
With the lead singer kind of sounded a little bit like the Alarm, the lead singer Alarm, I can't remember his name. And they also, there was a kind of a Big Country kind of sound to them from, it was all like kind of early 80s rock, but it was total rock too. It wasn't like bullshit.
Yeah,
they were
well
good.
What I like about them is like they're all like seasoned musicians,
yeah,
and not like just a bunch of kids from their garage.
Really talented.
What I was going to tell you something else that was mildly amusing, and now I can't think of it. Damn it! See, because it's Monday.
It's always Monday when we do our show, John.
No, but I mean, forget it. Anyway, it was a good night. The next M-Bar night that I'm going to do is on December 16th, and we're going to have Solari, which I've played on this show,
yeah.
Satellite Class, and Slings, two incredible bands they're, well, more like 1.5 bands right now because they share members. But
I was going to say, that's gonna be that adds up to three. There's two, so there's two that kind of share.
Yeah, so it's three. It'll be three bands, but and cool. Again, no cover, and it'll be an M-bar.
I haven't been to that place before. It's a cool space.
Yes,
for
yes.
You,
it's
Los
what
Angeles.
You make of it. That place, it is.
Is that anything? It's what we make
it
of
simply
Kill
does
Radio.
Not exist unless there's people there. And when there's people there, it's a great place.
Yeah, it's good. Just like what you make of Kill Radio.
Exactly.
You don't get the army that you want, John.
The army?
Yeah, you get the army that you get.
Oh, I see.
I'm quoting Rumsfeld. And when he said that, I wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to music. This is a band out of Columbus, Ohio, a group called Obus. We're going to start off, we're going to have two tracks, and this is Howling the Truth. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/obusmachine, O-B-U-S machine, all one word. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Yeah, sure. You have no idea, do you?
I don't
you
know
no
what
idea
show,
where you are.
What show is this?
You're listening to Home of the Squeaky Chair on killradio.org.
Okay. Great.
Hear, hear, killradio.org.
Again, that was Obis out of Columbus, Ohio. MySpace.com/Obis Machine. That last song was, John, you're going to like this, The Left Side of My Ass.
Nice.
And nice. Before that, we heard Howling the Truth.
Wait a minute. Why would I like that? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just, you seem to talk that way a lot.
Out of the left side of my ass, you mean?
As a matter of fact, yes. I didn't mean it that way, but yes, you do. Yes, John.
Well, that's because the right side is too conservative.
The right side is mute. And now you
every time the right side of my ass speaks, it's all about war and
you paint it as if it's it's conservative. You kind of are making excuses for it. Well, he's conservative. He's mute, John. He doesn't speak. You keep speaking for
him. I have what one might describe as a progressive posterior.
At least on the left side, yeah. The one that talks.
Oh, long live alliteration.
Yes.
Did you say Obis's website? Did you
mention that? I'm
ask
focused.
You something. You're focused? I'm totally unfocused today. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know, it's weird. You're scaring me.
I saw Last King of Scotland last night.
And
it is a great movie.
Is it? Because it got good reviews.
Well, that notwithstanding, it's still a great movie. Forest Whitaker is awesome as Idi Amin. And, I was really glad that I got around to seeing that movie. It was really, whew. Because you ever, like, it doesn't happen a lot anymore. Because I think nowadays movies are really kind of
lame.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really rare that you see something new. What passes for new these days is just, it was more this or more that. You know, it wasn't so much original as it was really violent or, really pornographic or, that's the new thing is how far it went. But there's no real new ideas. So every once in a while you see a good movie and you go, wow, this is a good movie. I kept turning to Shannon going, this is a good movie, isn't it? Like someone was playing a trick on me. I'm so used to not seeing a good movie.
Or something that starts off good and then ends horribly.
Exactly. So not speaking of that at all, guess what I'm going to play?
You're going to play something from a band that, let's see, I'm being psychic right now, that is the farthest away from us.
Yes, and it's the plural of...
And thank God for them.
Janet.
That we're so far away.
Yeah. No, and did you see this amazing letter that they sent us? It was so nice. It was so nice, just about how appreciative they were that we played their music. And, it was our pleasure. I'm going to play a track called Song for Janet by the Janets, and then I'm going to randomly select another song from their album. And play that as well. So check out thejanets.com while you're listening to this. And that's all I have to say about that. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
So you come from out of town, really took a chance. All of Kyle's mates want to dissect you. Laying there motionless, your vital signs like a two. Or is that the result of that last space joint that went blue?
Yes, you've been sleeping.
Down comes your mothership, and she's beaming at her note. She's coming down here to collect you. Will you leave me on my own? Is it time for me to face my fears? If that's the case, alright, if I finish these last beers.
The years you've been sleeping, still not another. Time waiting.
just the smallest sound from you.
Here, coradio.org, the Janets, thejanets.com. So check them out there. And
John.
Yes?
I don't think that song was over.
Sure it was.
What's it doing?
Oh, son of a...
And a praise awesome. Me like I was his son. And that's what he said, and he said. He sold me his shoulder to cry on. The pain in my head, I was dead. Riding the fall in a fortune, I got cut and I bled. Riding way too soon. And that's what he said to the dead. If that's what he said to the dead, then what did he say in his head? We'll be right back.
Janet's, killradio.org. John's on the phone, and I'm going to try to stop the CD player. Oh, see, we almost went to the other song. So, again, that was Janet's out of Tasmania. We played them before. We played two songs. That first song was Song for Janet. What was that last song, John?
That last song that, was the one
up.
That I... No, no, no.
We messed up as a team, John.
No, that was all me.
We're in this together, John.
It suddenly changed pace, and I got that panic that made me think it was over, and I jumped in to solve the problem, thus creating a problem. And it's not the first time I've done it. It's just the first time I've done it without a woman present. Track four it was. He said, ... is the name of the
They're
track.
They're fun. I want to hear them live.
Well,
either we need to go to Tasmania and do the show out there, or they need to come here.
Exactly. The Janets. TheJanets.com. So you know that was just calling?
No.
Some guy who sent us a message in MySpace.
Uh-huh.
Who lives right around the corner. Wants to submit music. So he's actually going to come by and hand us a CD. Save a stamp.
Oh, cool.
Which I recommend to anyone who's within a 50-block radius.
We may get so... Yeah. We may get so popular that that will be the only way we'll take submissions.
A line out the door. Yeah, is by hand.
You have to do it in person.
With a cookie.
Oh, that'd be great.
I should have told the guy to bring me a sandwich. I'm starving.
Where are you going to find a sandwich in this neighborhood? That's what's funny. Seriously.
Well, then a wrap.
I don't even know if you'll find that.
Something that ends in Ito.
Ito, you'll find that.
Okay. Okay,
you'll
good.
You'll find that.
Good. Did you do anything interesting this weekend, aside from coming to the show at Empire?
Fuck off.
No, I didn't mean that. Like, that would be the greatest thing that you did.
No, actually, I did. It was kind of depressing. I was like, my plans got bummed out, and then last night I didn't do anything. I was like, God, I'm spending too much time alone on the weekends. And I was going through it, going, maybe I just need to, like, do a whole new thing of friends. Because my current ones, I mean, I love my current friends, but it's kind of like, I don't know.
No, I hear you. I'm with you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, totally.
Having to say it out loud?
Yeah, no, like I have, yeah, every once in a while I kind of have to go around and just off a bunch of my friends.
It's not that. It's just that, I don't know. I guess it's time for an evolution, not a revolution.
As my mother would always put it, I remember she would say, like, if I was, like, not getting along with a friend,
She'd
say, I think it's time you reevaluated your relationship with this person. That's how she would put it, in the most, like, clinical, like, unhelpful way possible.
I, you know what it is? I think I've just gone through where I just don't have
a lot of people. You need to establish a new network of friends.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of people I hang out with right now. I have people I hang out with my busy life, but outside of the busy life, I don't.
Hmm. Yeah, for me, the problem is just killing them. I can't help myself. Hang out with them for a while, and then it's just like, we've had a good time, but I really want to stab you in the eye.
Yeah, I think I'll take that as a warning. So,
well, how long can this show really go?
No, I don't think it'll happen here. We're not friends here. It's like
we're colleagues.
When I show up at M Bar, or
we're
show up at Bar 107, you know.
Isn't the most peculiar thing you ever heard though? We're coworkers at a place where we don't actually work and don't get paid.
I don't think we're coworkers. I wouldn't describe us as coworkers.
No, we report at a certain time.
I would describe
we leave
us
at a certain
let's
time.
Let's just be honest, John.
We clock in and out. We wear anklets.
I consider you a friend with privileges, John.
Well, it's true. I can't do radio shows with any of my other friends. I wouldn't feel comfortable at all. Let's go to music before Mark converts me.
No, I wouldn't ever.
To anti-disestablishmentarianism. It's not all about sex.
I wouldn't convert you. You just add me to the roster. That's what I always say. We would go, oh, am I going to convert you? I go, no, I'm just going to add you to the roster. I'm not giving up on the guys. You'll just be batting designated hitter, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
There's some girls that work like that.
Hey, what time is it?
It's 1:00.
Time to switch over to the archive.
Well, you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Okay.
The mysterious archive switching overness. This is the sound of my voice being